Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Pigeon, the director of public relations communications for the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. Good morning, Dave. Thank you for joining KDKA today.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm happy to be on. I love your city, and I really look forward to being back there once all of this is finally settled.
Yeah, once you're allowed to actually travel freely, I guess you could say. I know that you travel the state a lot because there are 14 institutions. A lot of folks in western Pennsylvania have gone or go or will go to one of the schools. I personally went to Clarion University, as Larry had. A lot of our family and friends went to Indiana, University of Pennsylvania, Slippery Rock, and Edinburgh. In fact, our producer went to Slippery Rock as well. So we're well-versed in a lot of the schools throughout the 14-unit system, but funding has been a big issue, and the pandemic has really hit it hard. Are kids going to go to classes in the fall?
As of right now, there are plans being rolled out by all 14 to have some form of in-class instruction. So, yes, we know that not just students, but also faculty, staff, administrators, many of them want an on-campus experience, even in the midst of this global pandemic. And we understand that. And in many ways, we agree. So that's why we're putting forward plans. And Kevin, if I could, there's a central part of this. And the central part of this is those students, the faculty, the campus community, they want to have that on-campus experience. They're looking to our universities take the steps necessary to raise our level of health and safety preparedness. And we, in turn, are looking to the members of those campuses do their part as well. Follow the university guidelines, wear masks, be socially distant where appropriate. That is the way we're going to get through this semester on campus.
Yeah, when is the school year supposed to start officially? It's only a few. I mean, we're halfway through summer now.
Right. So universities have some staggered dates. Some have moved up their start dates. Usually about mid to late August is when students are going to start coming back to campus, or in the case of a first year, entering campus.
Yeah, some of the parents obviously are concerned because you're sending kids from different parts of the state. You may have a hot spot like here in Allegheny County, but, you know, somebody from Forest County where there's very few cases, they're all arriving at this same university and they're going to be spending a lot of time together. What are some of the safety precautions that you see happening so far in this system?
Yeah, so each campus is unique because they have unique facility capabilities. They operate in unique communities. So what we did was we put together a framework at the state system level. And then within that framework, the individual universities can develop their plans to keep the campus community, faculty, students, staff safe, as safe as possible. Those plans are in development. Some of them have been rolled out. Or partially rolled out. Some really interesting creative stuff, like mixed delivery of academics. So you could have some students in class while others are attending through remote capabilities, like a Zoom. They are looking at maybe bringing just a small portion of students back to a certain part of campus, maybe making some buildings one way in, one way out, so that way social distancing can be achieved. But ultimately, this is about both what the universities can do, but also what members of the campus community can do, take some responsibility for each other, because that's how we're going to get through this semester.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about fall sports like football? Will that continue on most campuses, or is that going to be held up?
You know, that is something that is going to have to come from the conference and those that oversee athletics. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that is going to have a part to play in campus life. So I would be attentive in the weeks to come as to what kind of plans are going to be rolled out, what kind of safety measures can be taken so that you could have as quality an on-campus experience as possible in the midst of a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Dave Pidgeon, Director of Public Relations for the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. We had Governor Wolf on earlier in the week, and he had said that adjustments will be made due to fiscal reasons, concerns because of the pandemic and funding issues for the state system of higher education. But no schools will close. What are some of the adjustments that we could see in the future? How will campus life change?
Yeah, Kevin, you know, each of these universities have well over a century of history. And you cannot be an institution with a century or more of experience and not learn something about adapting and persevering. So we are very grateful that the legislature and the governor have enacted what's known as now Act 50 of 2020. This provides a lot of common sense practices that an agency or in a business or a business would have. Look, there's been a lot of market adjustments in higher ed and public higher ed specifically. You have seen a 19% downturn in enrollment since 2011. We've got to be honest with ourselves about why that might be the case and the impact that it's going to have so that we can take steps to meet our mission. Whether there's a downturn in enrollment or whether there's a global pandemic, we have a mission. It's codified in state law. It's the balance between providing a quality education across the Commonwealth and doing so affordably. So Act 50 gives us as best a chance as we could have to ensure those two components for the next decade, two, three, four, or five to come.
Okay, so they say no schools will close, but will they have to start sharing administrative staff, or will we see any colleges transferred? For example, like would one university stop offering certain degrees or shift that to that college to a different university or swap programs to the school that shows strength in that field in the future?
Yeah, something really interesting is happening right now. The universities are in the midst of an exercise that looked at how can in the next 3 years, they be fiscally sustainable. And they are working together on stress testing each other's plans and ideas and trying to come up with ways not only can the individual universities persevere through this time, but also how can we leverage this massive scale broadly for the very first time. You've got 14 campuses, nearly 96,000 students. There are things that we can do together that can bring costs down. And if we can bring costs or control costs and keep tuition affordable, then we meet that mission and we can be accessible for students across the state, low-income students, middle-income students, the kind of students that we are designed to serve. So we are in the midst of this right now. We're also looking at, you know, let's say you're a student attending one of our universities. Perhaps now we should look at, if you're at one university, but you're interested in a course or a program at another university, how can we open that up as smoothly as possible? So that way the student experience at one state university can expand and include academic programming at the other 13 universities.
Yeah, it could open up a lot of educational opportunities. Dave Pidgeon, the Director of Public Relations, Communications for the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time. We sincerely appreciate it, and have a great Independence Day weekend.
Yeah, you too, Kevin. Great to be here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.